Parents, families, community members, and teachers are always on a mission to build confidence in young people. Confidence is one of the key skills that you want children to have, because if they're going to be productive adults, they have to be confident in what they do.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
And so welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I am your host, Ramona Houston, and we're going to talk about how can dance teach children confidence. And we have today Miss Jasmine Stevenson as our guest. She is founder of Jazz in Motion Dance Studio, and she's all about teaching not only dance, but using dance as a means to teach young people confidence. A native of Atlanta, Georgia, Jasmine Stevenson is a graduate of Coker College in Hartsville, South Carolina, with a bachelor's degree of fine arts with a concentration in dance. She started her dance training at Norma's Academy of Dance at the age of 6 under the direction of Dejana Bell. She is a graduate of Tri-Cities High School Visual and Performing Arts Magnet Program under the leadership and direction of Shanita Davis Granberry. After graduating college, Ms. Stevenson moved back to Atlanta, where she began teaching dance in the community at different dance studios, and she also was a varsity cheer and dance coach for Tri-Cities High School. Ms. Stevenson's love for teaching and dance to the community inspired her to create Jazz in Motion Dance Studio in 2017. And there she offers dance to all ages and all those who love the art of dance. Welcome, Ms. Jasmine. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Hi, how are you all?
Doing fine. So I'm so excited to have you today. I just saw you on Sunday at a dance recital that was here in Atlanta, and y'all did an excellent job, and just want to commend you on that. And also just to I just want to have you here to just talk about your work in dance and how you build confidence in children. But before we get started on your topic, why don't you tell our audience a little bit about you and your background and the work that you do?
Well, like you said, my name is Jasmine Stevenson. I am a native of Atlanta. I am a mother and a proud daughter. A little about myself, I would say that I am a caring person, a mentor. I want to mentor to the community, to our young, to our youth. I feel like when I was growing up, I didn't have enough mentors or people that were, that were more encouraging, that helped me become the person that I am today. And I feel like everyone needs that person in their corner that's going to be there for them. And I started dancing when I was about 6. And I knew what I wanted to do at an early age. I told my mom, I saw this studio, Norma's Academy, at Greenbrier Mall. I'll never forget it. And they were phenomenal. And I said, I had never seen Black girls do dance. And I was like, I want to dance with them. And I want to dance at that studio. So my mom was like, okay. She found it. And then she was like, well, maybe that was just a phase. So she kind of brushed me off. And I was like, no, I want to dance. I want to dance at that studio. And at 6, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew what I wanted to be a dancer. And I also knew that I wanted to be a teacher. So growing up in the art of dance, it wasn't my best friend as far as being accepting, because I'm not the typical dancer. I do not have the typical dance body, but I knew that I loved it and it was for me and I was going to make it for me. So I knew that I wanted to create a program that was designed for all people And I wanted to be mentoring for all, even if it was just the students, my staff. I wanted to be a mentoring program so that all girls and boys have confidence. And even if they decide not to become professional dancers, they could be confident in whatever they decide to do in life. So I would say that being a well-rounded person was what my goals are to be. And I strive for everyone else to be a well-rounded person, because growing up, you need that confidence. You don't want to, you don't want to seem like you're alone. And I never want young people to feel like they're alone. So that's one of the reasons why I designed my company.
So let's talk about your evolution into dance. Can you explain to our audience what you mean that you're not the typical dancer? Because we want to know what you mean by that.
So, and you, when you see the typical dancer, you think of Misty Copeland, someone that's nice, tall, or nice and thin, or average size. I, myself, am not an average size person. I am about 6 feet tall. And I've always been tall since forever. So growing up being tall, awkwardly tall, and then growing up being a little bit on the heavier side, it wasn't an ideal situation that I saw people that looked like me on stage. And so I wanted to make it to where I felt comfortable. I didn't have a dance teacher that looked like me. They would always try to root for me, but I couldn't see myself on stage because they weren't me. They weren't tall. They weren't a heavier person or a curvy girl. They were nice, thin, or they may have some different types of body shapes, but they weren't me. So I couldn't relate to somebody that wasn't me. And so I always wanted to be my program to look for the dancers to look like me, to feel comfortable, and to prove to them that anybody can move, no matter what shape, size, color, in that retrospect.
So what made you push beyond those boundaries? Like you said, you didn't see yourself in other dancers. So what made you push yourself to say, hey, I can do this despite the fact that I don't see myself?
I had a teacher in high school that, even though I knew that I wanted to be a dancer, she would tell me that just because you're a dancer doesn't mean you always have to be on the back, or you have to be the dance teacher or the assistant. She put some seeds in me that were confidence boosters. And I felt as if I had that earlier as a young girl, like 7, 8, 9, or 10, I probably would have been a stronger dancer than I am now. I probably would have pushed myself. But getting that later in life as a teenager, I felt like it was kind of too late, but it wasn't too late because I was still able to go off to college. I didn't even see myself going to college at first, and teaching and majoring in dance, but she told me that I could do it. It shouldn't have mattered what I looked like, long as I put in the work and at my heart. And in my heart, I knew that I wanted to do this. So with that being said, that's one of the reasons why I really pushed, because she saw that in me. My mom saw it in me. And I knew if somebody, those two people saw it in me, that others would too. And so I needed to push past my fear and insecurities of being different. And I knew that other girls around the world probably be feeling the same way. Just because we don't see ourselves on the front line or the mainstream society of a dance world doesn't mean we don't exist.
Mm-hmm. And that goes right to your point about the importance of mentors. and the importance of being a mentor to young people to be able to encourage them and build confidence in them, to help them to see that even if they can't see themselves in whatever they do, they can actually, they do have the abilities to accomplish whatever they will. So can you talk about Jazz in Motion Studio and your work as a founder of a dance company who accepts dancers who don't fit the stereotypical mold of what of who a dancer is, and your work in terms of mentorship and building confidence in these young ladies and young men?
So I would say, like I said, the seed that was planted in me in high school evolved, and that confidence helped me. So I'm going to backtrack because I forgot to introduce a part of me that is very huge. I don't know how I forgot this part. But I work for the Atlanta Ballet's A-League Camp Atlanta. And I train their dancers. And we do the same work as far as mentors. I've been with that program for the last 14 years. And that program was designed to mentor and to evolve middle schoolers into the confidence and have them work on self-growth. I saw that program and wanted to emulate my dance program off of that, to have it start at a younger age of 3 so that we don't have to wait till middle school for them to go off to this program to be great and be confident in who they are. I wanted that model for my company because I felt like Alvin Ailey says dance is for all, it's for the people, it should be brought back to the people. That's how I felt as a dance instructor, a dance teacher, as a creative person. Dance has to be brought back to the to our people, to our community. And the only way for our history of dance to be continued, it has to start over. So I wanted our young generation of young dancers to be confident. With that being said, you know, I want them to understand that you don't have to be perfect, but I want you to be your best self, your best authentic self. And I want you to grow in who you're meant to be. I'm not training professional dancers. I would love to train professional dancers, but I understand that everybody that walks through Jazz in Motion will not be a professional dancer. But I want them to be positive, successful people in society, so that when they go into the direction of the path that they want to go off into, whether it be real estate, journalism, computer technician, anything along those lines, they have the confidence to know that I can do this. I can be great in this because I know that I am. I can because I am. Because I overcame this, I'm going to be able to do this. Dance taught me self-discipline, self-work, and that no matter what, I'm going to persevere and I'm going to push through, because when you're learning dance, you have to learn those dance steps. And those dance steps are not easy. Not by any means. You know, and then you have to remember choreography and put it all together. Then you have to add the element of the music. And then, you know, that's a whole nother element. Being able to multitask. You learn all of these things through dance, working with others, working with a group. You know, people don't realize that dancers do a lot of work when it's before the show. By the time you all see the performance, that's the end product. That's like the Christmas tree. The Christmas gift under the tree, that's the ending product of what all the work the dancer does before. So if you're doing a Fortune 500 company and you're presenting, you've done all that back work, you work with a group, it's the same type of thing. When you present that final project, it's the same feeling. So I want them to have the confidence to persevere, to understand that you can be who you're designed to be. And dance is just a catalyst, just a driving force of a tool that I use to help young girls and young men to understand that they can be who they're meant to be. And I just enjoy watching them grow as people. I want them to know that they can have someone they can confide in, you know, that a lot of kids go through a lot. They don't express those things to their parents. They don't know how to. They don't have an outlet or an adult that they can trust with those goals or with those, just with life, you know. And dance has brought that to me for those young people. I had a young lady recently. She does braids. She braids hair. She's about 13 years old. She said, "Miss Jasmine, I want to braid hair as a profession." I said, "Okay, what can I do to help you? What do you, you need an Instagram page? You need a need some business cards?" You know, I was there as a entrepreneur to support her in what she wanted to do. So she felt confident enough to say, "Hey, this is what I want to do." And I wasn't upset that it wasn't dance, but I could help her through that type of process so she can understand I'm here for her. I'm here to support her and all the dancers. I'm here for them 100%. And they know that.
I love that story and how it's so important that when you're a teacher, that you're a teacher inside the classroom and outside the classroom, and that you're there to support your students and no matter what they're trying to aspire to do or be. So tell us about the Jazz in Motion, your company Jazz in Motion, and what ages do you serve? What type of dance do you do? And just tell us about your studio.
So Jazz in Motion is a studio that was created in 2017. I created it, like I said, because I wanted to boost confidence in young adolescents. We offer ballet, classical ballet, tap, jazz, modern, hip hop on occasions. And we service young students from the age of 3 to 18. We are a competitive dance studio. We have competed in one because due to COVID, we had to stop competing. But we go to our next competition in June, which is June 11th to the 12th. And we have our annual recital. Our annual recital this year is June 26th. It is entitled Blessed. And Blessed is a culmination of everything that has happened in 2020. I didn't want to name it something that was sad or in reference to COVID, but I wanted to say that we overcame and we're overcoming. And so I wanted to give homage to say we are blessed in spite of. So all of our music choices have been pre-selected and it's inspiring and uplifting. The dancers are ready. They're excited. We're underway. We are about, I want to say, about 30 days away from our recital. And hopefully I will have out more information. We do have a flyer that's available. Tickets will be on sale. We'll be doing 3 shows. The first show is designed for our beginner dancers ages 3 through 6. Our second show is designed for our dancers 7 through 12. And then our third show is a mixture of our 7, 8, 9-year-olds to our 18-year-olds. And you might see a cameo from our instructors, which I'm so proud of my instructors. They're very phenomenal. I think they're the best in Atlanta, if I say so myself. But that's neither here nor there.
So how many students do you have in your studio right now? And are you accepting more students?
Currently, we have 42 students. And, you know, during the pandemic, I was so afraid because I thought I was going to lose a lot of students. Being an entrepreneur and of a studio that's an elective, you know, people can choose to not to take dance. You know, I was really concerned about that. But we actually grew. And being able to grow was so eye-opening because at moments I felt like were we doing enough, or Were we going to be enough? Were we going to be able to service the children? All of this technology, you know, but the parents, they stood with me and they was like, hey, we ready. We're going to do virtual or we're going to do in-person. So we're about 42 strong. And yes, we'll be enrolling again in July. You can go to our website and click on the enroll now button and you can register.
So if people want to attend your upcoming recital, or if they want to register for your dance company, can you please provide the websites they can use? And also, if you send them to me, I'll also post them on your summary, on your episode summary, to make sure that people can have access to being able to view your recital, as well as those who are interested in putting their young ladies or young men in a dance company. I'm sure they would like to have your information.
Yes. I think I sent it over our website.
Okay.
Our ticket information will be updated on June 1st.
Okay.
It will be available. Tickets go on sale June 1st. Tickets are $10 and $10 at the door. First come, first serve. We're seating about 60 people per show as of right now. And what was the other question?
Your website. What's your website right now?
Mm-hmm. I should know this. I'm trying to pull it up. But I know I emailed it to you. Let me see.
Okay. So we'll make sure that we put that in your summary, in your episode summary, to make sure that those who want to view more and learn more about Jazz in Motion Dance Studio, they can find it there. So are there any other encouraging words you want to leave for our audience in terms of your dance company or using dance to build confidence in children? What any other final thoughts you have?
I would say, as a parent and as an educator, when a child says they would like to do something, just explore it. Let them get their feet wet, you know, just a little bit. And always be reassuring. Always be that confidence booster. Because they're going to have days where they're going to say, I don't want to go to dance, or I don't want to go to basketball. But you can't be on their side. You're going to have to be that tough love and say, oh, you're going to go. And when the program is finished, then we will reconsider. But always, as a parent, I would say, be always there in their corner, be reassuring, and give them that confidence that they need.
Thank you so much for that great advice. For parents, if your child wants to explore some activity that can enhance their learning as well as enhance their gifts and talents, explore it, give it a try. And then once they're in there, make sure that they're committed and continue to see that particular activity to the end. And don't let them quit in the middle of it. Make sure that they keep going. And when they're finished, give them a pat on the back and move on to the next one. So thank you so much, Ms. Jasmine Stevenson of Jazz in Motion Dance Studios. It was a pleasure to have you here on the Empowerment Zone. Make sure you all look out for her recital, which is coming up in June. And we wish you the best of luck on your dance competition coming up in June as well. And you're always welcome to come back to the Empowerment Zone whenever you like. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.